Are you good? Hello and welcome to Daring Greatly podcast. I am Tsepo Manje. Thank you for choosing to spend your time with me. Thank you for all the love and support you have shown me in the podcast. And thank you for your patience while we've been on our production break. Daring Greatly is back and I will be releasing new episodes once a week. I look forward to having more enlightened and meaningful conversations with our guests, recording solo episodes on personal development and positive psychology, and sharing my own life's journey and reflections with you. If you would like to connect with the podcast on social media, follow Daring Greatly PC on Twitter and Daring Media ZA on Instagram. Please do follow or subscribe to the podcast on whichever platform you are listening on and leave a review. I would love to hear your thoughts about the podcast. As I have done in the past, in this episode, I will be sharing a journal entry, just reflecting on the last month or so and all that I have learned. The entry is from July 3rd, 2021, and it's titled Grateful for Life. It has been 16 months since the world went into shutdown in defense mode against a global pandemic. 16 months. It is unbelievable. Yet, in many ways, it has come to feel like the only truth I've ever known. In the past 16 months, there have been many times when I have felt scared, felt anxious due to the uncertainty, and sometimes even felt hopeless. But of all these times, I have never felt more terrified than I did in mid-June, when my parents tested positive for the virus. This followed the deaths of three close family friends from the pandemic. My father was the first to test positive, and then my mother and I had to test. Hers came out positive, and thankfully I tested negative. I was grateful for my negative test, but also I immediately began to think, what is going to happen to my parents? My mind was taking me to dark and terrifying places. We've seen videos of COVID patients in crowded hospitals. We've seen how scary and lonely it can get for those affected. We've had 16 months of these visuals. Now all of this was at my doorstep. In all my fear, I realized that I had to step up and provide the care and support my parents needed to get through this. I think more importantly, I realized just how much I had to show up for myself so that I can be in the correct mental state that would allow me to adequately care for them. From this, I learned and understood the value of filling my own cup before I can be able to fill anyone else's cup. I am no good to anyone if I'm not good to myself. Another lesson that I learned is that life as we know it can change in a second to become something we can't even recognize. I guess I always knew this, but with both my parents testing positive for a virus that I've seen take many lives, now I really thought about it. How fleeting life can be. The lesson that I draw from this is that I need to find the part of myself that is able to remain unshaken by the storms of change. I am reminded that a part of this journey involves changes that I might find unpleasant. However, I must not attach my value or worth to these things, but rather find it within. I am filled with gratitude to say that my parents have both recovered. I am grateful for the life force that continues to flow through them. I am grateful for the life force that flows through me. And I am grateful for the life force that flows through you. Moving forward, I intend to show more gratitude towards life. I intend to consciously create moments through my day where I can observe my gratitude for life. This can be stopping to take three conscious breaths and appreciating the air that oxygenates my body, or calling a loved one and telling them that I appreciate their presence in my life. I intend to consciously celebrate life. Many places around the world are opening up again because it has become safe to do so. However, here in South Africa, we still have a lot to work through. As I continue to walk this scary and uncertain path, I do so knowing that this too shall pass, and that I already have the courage and strength to get through it within me. I just need to work to uncover it. I love you, and I'm proud of you. End of entry. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.